It is now 22 minutes past eight. Your team is 3-0 down to one of the world's great teams. Defeat looks inevitable, victory impossible. How do you convince yourself, your players, that they can do it? That was the question that faced the managers of first Liverpool and then Tottenham this week. It was evidence once again that the mind is as important as the body when it comes to sport, maybe when it comes to life. To talk about that, we're joined by Matt Shaw, who's performance psychologist at a company called Inner Drive, a mindset coaching company, and by Alistair Campbell, former Labour Party Director of Communications, of course, but also author, more relevantly for this, of Winners and How They Succeed, a study of leadership. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
Matt, begin with, imagine you were one of those coaches. It is half time. The entire world thinks you're going to lose. You're bound to lose. Is it about what you say to the players, or is it about something different?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely about the content of what you're saying. It's really important. We would suggest, or what I would definitely be doing in that moment, is short, sharp, concise messages, focusing on what it is that you actually want to do, as opposed to the consequence of a potential outcome, especially when you are 3-0 down.
And how do you deal with the inevitable defeatism, the sort of slumping of shoulders, the belief that it just can't happen?
I think it's about a lot of coaching beforehand. Often teams tend to do what-if planning. So if this happens, then this is what we're going to go to next. I think definitely when you look at the Liverpool match, seemed to be a lot of future thinking from the Barcelona players. So actually it's refocusing back on what's important. What we tend to say is be where your feet are, because that's what's the most important thing.
Alistair Campbell, do you think you can train people? You've worked with rugby teams as well as football teams. Can you train people to kind of not imagine the worst, to try and shove that out of their minds and just concentrate on doing what they're doing?
You definitely can. And I think that you can also, in the moment, as Matt says, you can turn setback into opportunity. And I suspect what happens, I mean, I don't know, but I read that not just Mauricio Pochettino, but also Harry Kane, who wasn't playing, kind of went into the dressing room and really made them feel, the players all knew that they hadn't performed as well as they could. But I think what happened at half time is something happened collectively to that team to make them think that if they performed as they know they can perform, that actually they could turn the tide. And they did that in part, I think, because, and this is why, as you know, Nick, I'm obsessed with what politics could learn from sport. The fundamentals of teamship in both the Liverpool games and the Spurs game, they really, really, really came to the fore. You could actually see that in the way that they were playing, and most importantly, in the impact that that was having on their opponents. Both Barcelona and Ajax, at a certain point in the second half of those games, they started to think that they could lose. And that psychological change, it changed the mood in the stadium, it changed the mood in the minds of the players. And I think only sport can do that, but it comes through a combination of leadership and teamship and mindset, and all of those things can be improved as you go.
It's interesting you mentioned the mood in the stadium, because it often occurs to fans first, doesn't it, Alistair? I mean, I think back, of course I would, because I don't like talking about the great triumphs for other teams at the moment, back to Manchester United in 1999 in the Champions League final. There are moments where you think, this is on, isn't it?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I said to somebody last night, I was at that game as well, and after the first goal went in, after the first Manchester equaliser went in, people all around the stadium, all the Manchester United fans, they're just going, we can do this. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I felt that, absolutely felt that with the Liverpool game particularly. And I think the other thing that comes in these moments is leaders aren't just the leader. Jurgen Klopp was not the only leader on the field. Trent Alexander-Arnold, in that moment where he took and that would become one of the most iconic moments of the season, where he took that corner in the way that he did, that was an act of leadership encouraged by a culture that says, if I pull this off, I'm a hero. If I don't pull it off, Klopp is not going to call me out.
Matt, sure, we tend to think of teams just being people who get on and managers who create a good atmosphere. But again, do you think it can be taught?
Absolutely, I do think it can be taught. And I think that's a really interesting point about Harry Kane, for example, coming into the dressing room. Yes, we often look at leaders as individuals, but actually one of the most important things is, can you get out on the pitch and actually show what leadership looks like? Now, Harry obviously couldn't, but you've got a squad of 11 out there, all working as hard as they can, working for each other. And that absolutely is something you can teach. Often in elite sport, you can get taught talent equally, what we work on is what goes on between your ears. How can I teach effort?
And Alice Campbell, in a sense, you've got to visualise the worst, haven't you? I once saw an extraordinary talk by Sir Chris Hoy, where a psychologist had told him to prepare for the fact that when he raced for Olympic gold, two or three races before him would have broken the world record. And he had actually lived through that whole experience, and it really then happened to him, and he was prepared for it.
Yeah. And the thing is about visualization, I think it depends partly on your mindset. When I did the book on winners, every single sports person I interviewed, I asked them, were they more motivated by love of winning or fear of losing? And it's amazing that the majority, I would say, were very much in the fear of losing. So actually visualizing what happens if you don't achieve something sometimes can be the motivator. So I suspect those players, particularly the Tottenham players, because they did look really down and out, whereas at least Liverpool, you know, there was something happening. I suspect they were looking deep inside and thinking, how am I going to feel if I actually, if we go out on the basis that we didn't really play very well, we haven't been hanging together, and something clicked in there. And I think that is a form of visualization. And I suspect Harry Kane going in there and tearing a strip of a few of them probably had as much, if not more, effect of what the manager was saying to them. That's their teammate saying, you guys are not operating as a team.
Alistair Campbell, Matt Shaw, thank you very much indeed. It's been quite a week.